If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Carrie Underwood is catching a lot of heat because she did something that she thought was nice, and people are like, no, it's not nice what you did.
Oh, is this the time that she keyed all the seats and then wrote her name on the hood of the car and
the
all that?
The Louis Slugger or whatever it was.
Yeah.
No, Louisville Slugger.
No, different time?
No, a different time. Joining us is Ashley Baylor. Ashley's going to be sitting in for me throughout the summer whenever I go on vacation. Ashley, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but here she is. She found a baby bird that she had watched these baby birds die a few times.
Oh.
So when the mom came back and laid more eggs, she took it very personally and wanted to save the baby birds.
Hi, are you hungry? Hi. Oh, no, we gotta poop. Oh, no, sorry, give you some privacy.
Oh, my gosh. Like, where is this happening in Carrie Underwood's life?
I mean, like in her house.
Can you imagine being Carrie Underwood's husband? It's like you've the pinnacle of success. Like, here we are. We own half of whatever state she's in at this point. And there's a bird pooping in my kitchen because she decided she was going to save it.
I think it's sweet. And I think it's kind. And I think that it's nice.
Now, you know who doesn't think that? The mother bird.
The mother bird. Well, we don't know what the mother bird did with these babies.
It's true.
She might have just abandoned the baby. And that was what a lot of the comments were saying. A lot of the comments were like, now the mother's not going to go back. But then there was like no research has actually proven that.
researched this?
Yeah.
See, how irresponsible of Carrie Underwood, Ashley. She should have brought in scientists to evaluate the situation.
But did you ever have to save an animal? Like, you know, her heart was certainly in the right place in the situation. Ashley, you ever save an animal?
I have. I can't say it survived, but there was a white goose that was hit. There were two of them in Massachusetts, and that's where I was working at the time. And the chief of the police department called me up and said, hey, I know you're big into animals. This goose just got clipped by a car. Can you do anything? I said,
Hold on.
The chief of police calls you?
Yeah, he called me.
It's not like you're a goose expert. Why would they call you?
I think he just knows I worked with different rescues. I knew a lot about animals. I think his hope was, okay, maybe I'm somewhere in the avian variety that I would know what to do.
Believe in people on the radio and television, Anna. Believe in that. So he calls you Ashley Superhero. And what do you do with this duck?
He did. He said he brought it to a rescue group where there were dogs and cats, and the goose was just sitting there, and I would get close to it. Yes, it would hiss at me, but it wouldn't get up and really defend itself like a typical goose would. So we knew we had to take it to a wildlife rescue. So what we did is we took a dog leash, we kind of wrapped it around the wings so it wouldn't flap and knock me out.
I put
this goose in my car, in my Jeep, and I drove it to the wildlife rehab place. Unfortunately, it didn't make it. It had too much neurological damage, but I gave it the good college try.
I mean, I feel terrible laughing.
Right. She had to wrap it in a leash.
Like, clearly, this chief, Carrie Underwood, they all should have called a scientist.
Yeah, it's so funny.
What's going on with the birds?
I don't know. Have you ever saved an animal before? 1-800-330-9999. Carrie Underwood was getting some flack. She just tried to save a bird. That's all she was trying to do. She took in a little baby bird from outside, nursed it back to health. She posted pictures on her Instagram story of her singing to the bird and feeding the bird with a little tiny like bottle thing.
Carrie Underwood, your heart may be in the right place, but here's the thing. You don't have wings, all right? You can't fly. You don't know bird stuff.
When did you save an animal? What happened? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Katie, tell us about the time you saved an animal. What happened?
So I don't know if this quite counts, but there was a stray. When I was growing up, there was a stray calico cat that would always wander around my neighborhood, and I wanted to feed it. I wanted to take care of it, but I knew I couldn't, like, bring it into my house because my dad was highly allergic, and ironically, I'm allergic, too.
Oh, nice.
My grandma ended up taking this cat after a little while, after me, like, feeding this cat. So my grandma took it, and she lived to a ripe old age of, I think, about 14.
I mean, that's pretty great.
Yeah, you saved it.
Grandmas are so nice. Grandmas will do anything to keep their grandkids happy.
Right. Just taking all the animals.
Yeah. Well, the problem was that the cat ended up hating me. So.
Oh, great. Perfect.
John, when did you save an animal?
Saved an animal in Houston, Texas a few years ago. I was out visiting some family, and my cousin saw a baby deer on the side of the road, a little fawn. We drove past it thinking it was dead, and then my baby cousin said, he saw it move. He ended up turning back. We drove back. It did move. It was alive still. So we picked up the deer. It was very scared. It was shaking. Did not trust us at first. Mm. And we took it back to the house, got in some blankets, got some water and food. It calmed down, stopped shaking so much. It started to trust us. And then we just called the local animal shelter, and he came and picked it up. The saddest part about the story is my little baby cousin was crying the whole time because he wanted a new pet deer and didn't get to keep it.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing when you want a deer and they just keep running away.
Right. You're like, look, he calmed down. He's watching my TV shows with me. You know what I mean? Like, you think he's your best friend, right? You're like, oh, this would be great. I can keep a deer. No, you can't keep the deer. So.
I feel like if you could keep a wild animal, a deer is the one you can keep, right?
No, I don't know. They just kind of go to the bathroom wherever they want. They get really tall. You know, they get awkward with them legs, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, John.
You teach him to open sliding glass doors and stuff to let himself out. I don't know.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.